if it had been really bad, like where to go on protection in New York a couple years ago, remember that?
Not to overthink it, make a.
What would they have done the rest of the game?
You'd have to ask them. I don't know. I can't answer that.
How are you doing coaching-wise, helping Rick get up to speed?
Doing well. They did great today. You know, he's a good snapper. Obviously, they signed him. I mean, so it's just one of those things where, you know, just trying to catch him up to speed on what we've done and go from there.
So you went in Monday and told Doc for one of the trainers.
Yeah.
Something didn't feel right?
He was like, hey, you just need to check it out. And that's when we got an MRI, and then that's when it showed that needed surgery.
So who broke the news to you that you had done it?
Doc, right.
And you said?
Yeah, as you're sitting there in disbelief, and then your first reaction is kind of still play. But then after discussing it, you realize that it's really not smart.
Brett, how did you make it through most of the game?
I'm from Arkansas.
Torn ACL.
Just a blessing. I mean, that, you know, I was able to do that and not damage anything else.
That's the biggest.
Brett, did you feel like then, you know, so, hey, something's kind of really screwed up, or were you kind of surprised when the diagnosis came?
I knew I had done something because there was a little bit of unstableness there, but I didn't. It didn't slow me down on coverages, and I didn't like try and let up or anything. So I still was trying to go as hard as I could.
I
saw that picture.
Yeah. So was that?
That wasn't it.
The other D.
Maybe. But the picture's wrong. Yeah.
Okay. But you did reach down for your right knee, which made me think.
I was kind of bracing there.
Okay.
I usually do that on a lot of field goals. Yeah.
Brett, so it's your left knee.
I don't know.
You came in kind of an unheralded situation as well, and you've done it, you practiced it a million times. How nerve-wracking is it to finally do it in an NFL game?
For the aspect of just snapping in an NFL
game? Yeah, all of a sudden the eyes are on you. Even though you've done it a million times, you've repeated it. When you finally get that chance and do it in a game.
I think everybody's different, just like, I mean, every position, every mindset. So I think you just have to go out there and, you know, you're here for a reason. You got to perform. So, I mean, it's not where you go out there and, you know, you're not nervous asking that question. You know, you can't be nervous snapping a football, you know, in that aspect, in my opinion. But that's not, you know, that's how I approach everything.